Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It is, I think, the 7th of June. It's the Sunday, whatever that is. And we're back on the land. And it's, well, we've had a lot of rain and everything is wet and boggy. I wasn't sure we'd be able to get up on the land, actually. Because it's on a slight rise, and in the winter we had a hell of a job. Well, we couldn't get up there because of the muddy nature of it. The rain, of course, has weakened the, or softened, I suppose is a better word, the mud, and it is a bit slippery, but managed to get up. We had a dinner party to go to yesterday. So we arrived last night and stayed over, and it's now the following day, the Sunday. I wanted to get on here for Sunday, and I just thought it'd be easier to come at night time rather than first thing in the morning when you've got to drag yourself up. And walking around now just to check everything looks okay, which is great. There's a lot of grass cutting to be done. And I think I mentioned about these tractor bits. Well, I fitted the tractor bits, and one of the pins that comes with these tractor bits is just too short, which is a bit irritating. So I've either got to cobble something together, or if not that, then get a new pin. But anyway, so that's good. And then when I get a chance, or when my friend has a chance, we'll see if we can get the tractor up against his topper, and we'll be able to cut the grass. Of course, it would be handy if everything stayed dry. If the ground is too wet, it'll be soft, and the tractor is heavy, and then you'll end up with great ruts. So it may be that I just have to get the scythe out again and do another scythe trim. The scythe is okay, but my skill isn't good, and the ground has trussocks in certain places, these sort of bumpy bits, which doesn't make it very easy to get a nice even cut. It's not ideal, but it's good fun using the scythe, I have to say. And we've got a sharpening stone, whatever you call it, whetstone, so that's okay. So I'll probably do a bit of that, really, because one of the things we don't want is ticks. And although it's quite nice with the longer grass, It does get a bit out of hand. Mind you, everything's wet. The other thing I've got to do is to tackle more brambles. See, now that we've got the big polytunnel done, and so we've transferred stuff in there, Julia's busy putting seeds in and planting and stuff. And that's very much her domain. And I've been doing more of the sort of construction stuff and the clearance stuff. I've been doing some clipping on some brambles, and there's more to do. The thing about these brambles is they are, you look at them and you can see where the new fresh shoots have come out from the others. And if you just left it, it would just completely encroach the whole land in time. So one's got to keep on top of that. But this topper on the back of the tractor would just get rid of all the little uprights that one's missed. So we need a bit of dry weather, really, and availability. But otherwise, and hardening up of the ground again. But we've needed the rain. So these are lessons that I'm learning. You know, we needed the rain because everything was dry. But we had this sort of mini heat wave, didn't we? We had this block of sun, and then we were getting desperate for water. And then we've had this block of rain, which is unusual. I don't think that's normal. You know, normally you get a few days of sun, you get a day of rain and another couple of overcast days and then a day of sun and more rain. You know, that's the traditional weather. And yeah, in the summer, you might have a few weeks of sunshine. It has been a little bit odd, I have to say, as if it was planned. Anyway, we'll see what the next few weeks provide us with. So I went to a dinner party yesterday, which was very nice. Don't often do that. So that was nice to meet some new people as well and have a chat about life, the universe and everything and have a nice meal, which was good. And very, very kind to be invited, which went on all afternoon really and into the evening. I wasn't drinking. A few people were drinking, of course, but I wasn't because I was driving. And the weather was atrocious yesterday, so there was nothing to be done anywhere really, other than hunkering down. So it was nice to go and do something else. What else has been going on since I last spoke to you? I'm just trying to think. Well, I recorded the pipe smoking video, which is going up as I speak. What's the matter, Mo? You've been fed. What's up with you? So I've got the cat. He's very agitated for some reason. He's just round my legs and he's not normally like this, so I don't know what's the matter with him. He has been fed and he didn't eat all of it, and then he ate some biscuits, so he's got a bit... I think he just needs attention, maybe. I hope that's all it is. Are you all right? You're not in pain or anything? He's purring, but he does... Have you... I don't know what's... He's not normally like this, so he's a bit unusually affectionate or demanding attention, but I can't quite work out what it is. He is very much round my feet. Have you been spooked? Or are you just... you just want some love and affection, is that what it is, see? Good for you. Yeah, we bring the cats up here, and Mo particularly, he loves it because of the space. And I mean, sorry about the wind. Hang on, I'll get out of the wind. Come on, up we go. I think he wants playing with, really. There was a little... What's the matter? Don't get under my feet, you fathead. Just looking for a little something to... You know, he likes chasing... There's a sticky thing. Here, look. Here we go. Come on. Yeah, he loves it up here, because at the house it's a two up, two down, and he's only got the little back alley, whereas here, of course, he's got 2.5 acres to play with. And he's got lots of exploring and jumping through the grass and catching vermin and things like that, so he absolutely loves it, and I think nothing could be better for him, really. We just had to be a bit careful when these blue tits and great tits were having their fledgings, because he did manage to capture one of them on the ground, but we got it from him, and it was fine, fortunately. And it was more the fact that it had fallen out of somewhere, but it soon found its mum and seemed to go off, which was good news. So he doesn't harm. It wasn't, and now, of course, he can't catch the birds at all. They're far too quick for him. He doesn't even bother. Go on. Come on in, Mo. I've got a piece of a twig, and I'm just flaying it on the ground, and he's thoroughly enjoying it, which is great. So he doesn't wander far, which is nice to know, and we can inevitably find him somewhere under a cover or under a car or in the shed or under the shed or the workshop, I should say. So that's all good. It does look like it might rain again. One minute the sun is out and then the thick clouds are coming up, and it's not ideal. It's not ideal. Just coming back to where we have what we laughingly call at the moment the sun station, which is a pallet with some boards on, just so we can be off the ground. And when the sun is here by a table, have a nice cup of tea or coffee and smoke my pipe, which I have recorded, of course, many of these before. 88% uploaded on my YouTube video, which is good. I like to get the pipe smoking video out by 8 o'clock, and I usually record it the day before, sometimes a few days before. And I've got a nice pipe. Oh yes, I think I spoke about this, didn't I not speak about it? Did I smoke in the Naked Englishman beforehand? See, sometimes you get a sort of, it's behind the scenes, isn't it? The Naked Englishman, it's the raw recording of things. Sorry, blowing my hooter. I think I did, didn't I? There's just been so much going on, my attention has been sort of thrown here, there and everywhere. I've been doing a bit of writing, actually, back at home the last couple of days, which has been interesting, because I've got a new idea for a little book. I have other projects on the go, but then the land just took over and everything was put in abeyance. And then I thought, well, actually, there is this idea that I've got which may work reasonably well for a book. So I've been working a little bit on that. And in the rain, what else are you going to do? I'm trying to charge up the laptop as well, because that's... what percentage is the laptop? Just as I'm... Oh, 57, oh, that's good. That's going up. The video's going up. This will be going up shortly. And then at least I've got some content. I haven't been doing much on the Richard Vobes channel, mainly because we've been busy. And I've not been inspired. Oh, I'm just watching the blue tits on the feeder. They're looking a bit upset because there's no food. I might just go over and put a fat ball in. They ravish the blooming food that we put up there. So let's go over. I don't know if you can hear them, but there's families now, you see. Families come about 4 or 5. And they all come over, and you watch them, the parents, feeding the fledglings. And then the fledglings eventually get how to do it themselves and start pecking at the fat balls or the seeds which are hanging. And I gather, I don't know how true this is, but somebody said that bird tables now are not outlawed, but frowned on. I'm not quite sure why. Hang on, I've got to go and get some. Oh, these are new fat balls. Right. And some what looks like ringworm. What are they called? Earworms? Not earworms. I forget what you call them. Roundworms, something like that. Mealworms, that's the word. Got there in the end. Right, now if I... So you can't see this, but I'm just stepping over to where we have our feeding station, because it's so pleasurable watching these birds. Hang on, I've got to hold the microphone. I'll put two in that one. And... come here. One in this one, and then we'll bung in the mealworms later on. I won't bother with it now. Julia will want to do that, I dare say. All right, get that. There we go. And they'll be watching. And as soon as I move away, they'll be here. Just past my St. John's wort. Right, I'll move away. And within minutes, they'll be back. The thing is, you know, it's lovely to do that for them. Of course, on the other hand, I suppose you don't want to do it all the time, because especially the fledglings have got to learn to be able to actually find food for themselves and not rely on people putting fat balls out. And, you know, they're going to have a varied diet of grubs, presumably. But it all helps, doesn't it? It all helps. And from our point of view, it's lovely to see all the different varieties of birds that we've got. We have woodpeckers, they come along. I'd forget what they are. The spotted woodpecker has one of them, we see, has a red top, like a little red hairstyle, like a red cap, and another one has a red belly. And they're black and white with a sort of black or white streak down the side. Quite big birds. Well, they're big when you compare them to blue tits and things. We've had blackbirds, dunnocks. I think a couple of crows have been, jackdaws have been on there. It's been quite amazing to watch and see them up close. And I must bring my other camera, I keep saying this, I must bring my other camera because I've got long lens to go to attach to it. I keep forgetting to bring it. And then one can get some really good close-ups without being right on top. Well, the birds haven't yet to come, which is unusual, because normally I do that and walk away, and they come flying over. The little bird feeder thing, which is an iron upright hooped thing, is adjacent to a small willow. And so the willow gives lots of branches for the birds to sort of sit on and check around. They're always looking to make sure it's the coast is clear, as it were, safe from predators and nothing flying above them. We get a lot of red kites. Not that I've seen red kites swoop down here, probably because we're around, but they do circle a lot, and I dare say they take things when we're not looking. That is, of course, the nature of everything. Well, I was hoping to sit out here and smoke my pipe in the sun. I will smoke my pipe. This is the best time of day for me, when the sun is shining, first thing in the morning. But, oh, there we are, they're on. Well, there's one on there. The others will be along soon. As soon as they see one, suddenly, everybody else has gone, oh, look, the food's up, breakfast is there. It is quite funny. Right, I think I shall leave you. My upload is done. Thank you for listening. And I will get this up as well. So, yes, on the Vobe Show, him and his pipe episode, whatever episode it is, with my church warden and other pipes and conversation about life, the universe and everything for just over 30 minutes, I think. So if you fancy that, that will be uploaded as well. All the best and bye for now.